What's going on, everybody? This is Alpha Yoda One, and this is the Alpha Yo Show. Check it out.
If you value your sanity, don't go in the house. If you believe in evil, don't go in the house.
Oh, God.
Because the people who live there aren't people anymore.
Yeah, What? Yeah, about to go in on this one. Check it out.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody, man? Again, this is your boy Alpha Yoda One, and I've come to talk to you guys about a couple of things. Spotify and its new royalty layout is the main thing I want to talk to you guys about. Before we get into that, though, something's been weighing on me, and I want to start the show like this. As you see, I am alone in this episode. This is episode one of season one. So, with that being said, I'm supposed to have a co-host, but we did record an episode maybe 2 days as you're hearing it now, but the episode didn't work out right, so here I am solo today, basically talking about the same thing I recorded with the homie Tsunami XL a couple days ago. With that being said, we're gonna get into that, and yeah, we're going to get into it. I'm going to give you my perspective. Maybe you care about my perspective. Maybe you don't. That's cool.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I'm going to talk about it anyway, because I am also a inspiring artist, if you will, if you want to call it that. You know, someone who actually is on the underground side of things, and I kind of fit within everything that's going on with this. So with that being said, we're gonna get into it.
Just wait on it.
So first things first, and I'm reading this to you guys from the Business Worldwide .com or whatever. But so let's see what they got to say. Last month, Music Business Worldwide broke the news that major changes were coming to Spotify's royalty model in the first quarter of 2024. The most controversial of those changes is a new minimum annual threshold for streams before any track starts generating royalties on the service. Basically, what they're saying, from my understanding,
just wait on it.
It seems as if they're going to have, like I said, a minimum threshold that you got to meet. And if you don't meet it, you don't get paid. But let's see what they say. So, at the time of our report, we couldn't confirm a precise number for this minimum threshold.
Yeah.
Now we can. It's 1,000 plays or streams, whichever term you want to use. Streams, plays, views, same thing. And 1,000 is really not that bad. But let's see what else they're talking about. The news was first noted to by a guest post from the president of the distribution platform Stem. We ain't gonna say her name. It was published on Thursday, November 2nd. And it was confirmed with sources close to conversations between Spotify and music right holders. Those are record companies and publishers and things like that. That 1,000 streams will indeed be the minimum yearly play count volume for each track. That means each solo track that you have. You have a 15 song album. Each song needs to have 1,000 plays or you won't see no money from all the songs except for the ones that hit 1,000. From my understanding, On the Service has to hit in order to start generating royalties from the first quarter of 2024. So yeah, so basically what I said is what they're talking about. They've also reconfirmed Spotify's behind the scenes line on this to record labels and distributors right now that the move is designed to demonetize, that means take away, a population of tracks that today on average earn less than 5 cents per month. 5 cents in recorded music royalties on Spotify in the US today can be generated by around 200 plays. Now, if you are an artist and all you get is 200 plays on your songs within the year,
just wait on it.
You probably shouldn't even put your music on Spotify. If I'm just being completely honest with you, it'd probably do you better to put your music on, like, let's say, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get paid, so you might as well just put them on there just to at least, you know, grow some listeners first and then, you know, switch over to the Spotify or the Apple or you know, this is just Spotify's talking. So you can put it in wherever you want to. You can put it in Tidal. You can put it on Deezer. I don't even know anybody that uses Deezer, but you can put it there. And you can put it on Apple Music for, you know, I'm sure if Spotify is doing this, everyone else is going to do it at some point as well. So, you know, just get ready. So we're going to continue. As reported last month, Spotify believes that this move will demonetize a portion of tracks that previously absorbed 0.5% of the service's stream share royalty pool. Okay. Spotify has told industry players, you know, the artists that are signed, that it expects the new 1,000 play minimum annual threshold will reallocate tens of millions of dollars per year from that 0.5% to the other 99.5% on the royalty pool. So basically what they're saying, from my understanding,
just wait on it,
is that whoever the most popular artists are that get the most streams and things and royalties, that is who's going to get the money. If you're an artist who gets under that 1,000 play per track, whatever you got on there is going to Drake and some of the other smaller artists that are way more popular than you. You know, people who might be on YouTube that do music in other genres, you know, they're going to get your money. So, again, like I'm saying, you got AudioMac, you got SoundCloud, you got YouTube without a distributor. So you could just put your money on YouTube, you could put your song in video format on there and then use it to build up a following. And once you get a big enough following to the point that you can at least get 1,000 streams per song, then put your stuff on Spotify. You can always put it on there later and do it. And you don't get paid that much from Spotify and all these streaming networks anyway. I know Spotify itself, without a person being a premium user, you get somewhere around 0.0034 of a cent. A cent. So if you take that penny and you could break it down into that, that's what you're getting, which is really not much of anything. Okay. And I think it goes up just a little bit if they're a premium user. It's best if premium users are streaming your music, then you're going to make more money anyway. So, yeah. Now, in 2024, Spotify expects this will move $40 million that would have previously been paid to tracks with fewer than 1,000 streams to those with more than 1,000 streams. Let me read that again. It will move. When they say move, they talk about take away. It will take away over $40 million that would have previously been paid to tracks with fewer, that's most of y'all, me included,
yeah,
than 1,000 streams to those with more than 1,000 streams. Basically, they are about to just make the digital format better for the people who are signed to record labels. So being independent is about to not be so good, at least in the streaming side of things. Okay, that's basically what they're talking about. One source close to the conversations between Spotify and the music right holders, record companies, told us this targets those royalty payouts whose value is being destroyed by being turned into fractional payments, pennies or nickels. Often these micro payments aren't even reaching human beings. Aggregators frequently require a minimum level of paid out streaming royalties before they allow indie artists to withdraw the money. So what they're saying is, like, places like Root Note or any of these places, and there's nothing wrong with none of them, I've used them, those places usually take 15% of your royalties. So and I shouldn't laugh because I have an album that's being distributed by Root Note right now. So, and I get 85%, they get 15%. But if they get 15% of your penny, it doesn't really matter anyway, because what's 15% of a penny? You know what I mean? So, but that's what that is, micropayments. Micropayments. We're talking about tracks whose royalties aren't hitting those minimum levels, leaving their Spotify royalty payouts sitting idle in bank accounts. They basically just gonna rob you. If you ain't getting a certain, if you only getting like chump change, like a dollar here, a dollar there, they gonna rob you, because guess what? You probably ain't gonna notice it anyway, because that by the time you get your little payout or your little notice or PDF or whatever, they already took it off and you ain't even gonna realize it's gone. That's basically what they're saying. They're telling you right here in front of your face that that's what they're gonna do. Now, music business whatever itself nodded to Spotify's new 1,000 play threshold in a commentary posted on Thursday entitled "Talking Garbage: How Can Spotify and Company Sort the Dregs of the Music Business from the Hidden Treasures?"
Just wait on it.
Yeah, exactly. So they specifically expressed disagreement with the idea of 1,000 stream monetization lower limit on music streaming services. He said, "Why would you not pay such an artist for getting less than 1,000 streams? It doesn't make any sense." It says, "What signal as a music industry do you send to aspiring artists if you go in that direction?" I'm gonna answer that question. This is what you do. you now seeing people like myself and Tsunami XL and Mr. Bojangles and Doodlebug. And, well, I can't say Doodlebug because I'm sure he makes way more. He's, you know, he's got a Grammy and everything, but he's cool people. So, you know, people like Mr. Pichu and artists like us who don't have record labels, we have our own record label. We start our own thing. And we're under our own labels because we ain't signed by the bigger labels. So we say, you know what, we're going to do it ourselves. We're gonna press up our own CDs and vinyl, tapes and t-shirts and hats and shoes and all kinds of merch. And we're going to take that and then we're going to do it ourselves because we don't really need the record company's help. If anything, the record company just, you know, gets in the way. Really, you know, I'm not opposed to anybody getting a record deal, but if you don't, so what? You know, because they're gonna take your money too. So it is what it is. You know, just go out there, get on Disc Makers. Tony Van Veen will help you out. He'll hook you up. Get your CDs, get your vinyl, get your t-shirts, get whatever you need to get. Get that pressed up. Get a website built. Take some dope pictures. Put your music on Bandcamp and all the other places that don't jack you for your cheese that you make when you sell your music. That's it. Case closed. End of discussion. That's all you need to do. I ain't even gonna read no more of that because we already know what it is. It's just regurgitated bullshit. All right. So, with that being said, I'm gonna take a little break and I'm going to play a song of my own here on the podcast. It's a real chill song. That joint, it's called The Abstract by Alpha Yoda One. Check it out.
It's the knick-knack paddywhack, kicking like a hacky sack, abstract flow, mad fat, bro, fast or slow, with the classic mojo, one with the rhythm, so tap your toes, pass the dro, take a swig of this, presenting gifts like St. Nicholas. What's in the bag? The many styles that I have. Timing and my rhyming, the gift, the gab. Like beef on the slab, take a stab at this. Cooked over hot coals, come and get your fix. No special sauces needed, just eat it. Wipe your mouth with a handkerchief when the dinner's completed. But stay seated, I'm bringing dessert. Chocolate cheesecake with all the fixings in the works. But enough of that, let's get back to how I kick a rap. Purely abstract to the beat I adapt. This is something for your ears, something that you should hear. Something you will vibe to for years and years. Have no fear, it's the one and only Alfio, the one doing this on my lonely. Abstract poetics which don't need no edit. Crafted, perfected, presented to you. Bob your head if you dig in the groove. This is real hip hop that you listening to. Now you freebasing on beats I built like Freemasons. Or like you speed skating online like you speed dating. Yo, that's a lot of hoes as I kick the melodic flow. Follow on a journey somewhere, all hands in the air like you have no cares. I got rhymes to spare. When you down on four flats, flip words like flatjacks, come and grab a stack. It's the abstract kingdom, fat raps we bring them. They learn them and sing them for your enjoyment, soothe them like ointment. No appointments, anointed with lyrics to boost your spirits. Used to hearing negative vibes. This is that groove to make you swallow your pride. Let's ride. No drama on this one for a feel-good flow. Bump this in your system. This is something for your ears, something that you should hear. Something you will vibe to for years and years. Have no fear, it's the one and only Alfio, the one doing this on my lonely. Abstract poetics which don't need no edit. Crafted, perfected, presented to you. Bob your head if you dig in the groove. This is real hip hop that you listening to. To anyone listening, I came to get down. Sit back, relax to this cool out sound. Just something I found while digging in the crates. Something new to do, something fresh to create. Like some freshly baked brownies or cakes. Hit you with a dose of this to get your mental state floating. Now I got you open with a style that's potent, like concentrated potion, that smooth lotion for ashy skin. Take my time with the rhyme, it's no accident. And after this, I'm getting back to the raw shit. But this is that funk to get you drunk, alcoholic. I can't call it, just me in the zone. On the microphone, kinda feeling like I'm stoned. In your headphones is where I wanna stay. Play it on repeat, listen to it all day. This is something for your ears, something that you should hear, something you will vibe to for years and years. Have no fear, it's the one and only Alfio, the one doing this on my lonely. Abstract poetics, which don't need no edit. Crafted, perfected, presented to you. Bob your head if you're digging the groove. This is real hip hop that you listening to.
Yes, man. Yes, man. Yes, yes, yes. Again, that is myself, Alpha Yoda One, with The Abstract. Real dope, chill, cookout type of song. I know it's starting to get cold and y'all ain't trying to hear that type of shit, and it's all good, but I want to play something that was smooth and felt good for y'all anyway. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close out this episode. And if y'all don't know, as this recording is going on, it is 11/13, 2 days after Veterans Day. Shout out to everybody that was a veteran. Salute. Rest in peace to my boy Jeffrey McCoy and my uncle Ronnie. So, with that being said, let me tell you guys how to get in touch with me. You can find me on Facebook, Carlos Sullivan. You will know it's me because you will see an Ohio State Buckeye banner on top, because I'm a Buckeyes fan. Buckeyes are number one. And it says Carlos Sullivan of the Uzumaki clan. Why? Because I'm really big into anime, and we're gonna get into that in the next episode, if I don't forget to do that in the next episode. But we will get into that eventually at some point, and maybe if I'm lucky, I'll have a co-host to talk to about that. But I ain't gonna guarantee anything, because I'm just not gonna guarantee anything. So again, Carlos Sullivan on Facebook. Or you can type in Alpha Yoda 1 on Instagram. That's ALPHIYODA1 on Instagram, on TikTok, and Snapchat too. But I wouldn't add me on Snapchat because I don't really use it that much. So yeah, just exclude Snapchat from that. But on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, you can type in ALPHIYODA1, and you can find me on either one of them three things. That's what I'm on. And of course, Facebook at Carlos Sullivan. That's CarlosSullivan. And yeah, that concludes this episode. This is the first episode. I'm sorry y'all didn't get to hear our hour-long episode that we recorded last night. That sounded like we ain't even gonna go there. But anyway, you're gonna get this one, and it's shorter. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know this episode is provided to you by Chemistry Lab Recordings, the best in town, with the best beats, the best artists, with the best lyrics. You know how that go. So oh, and we got the best videos too whenever we feel like making them. That is that. So that is the end of the episode. I want to give a shout out to myself. I want to give a shout out to my brother. He at work doing medical work. I want to give a shout out to all my family that actually support and talk to me. Big up to you guys. I want to shout out to Mo Spence. We're gonna talk to her at some point. I want to shout out to Richard Campbell in the UK. He cool people. I want to shout out to all my anime watching friends. Well, they were fans too, but friends. I want to shout out to Booney Mayfield. He cool as hell. Nejma Nefertiti, she cool as hell. 3D Nati is cool as hell. C Knowledge, aka the Doodoo Bug from Diggable Planets, is cool as hell. I want to shout out to J Smo, Tsunami XL. I want to shout out to Mr. Bojangles, B Hunter. What's going on? Link up with me. I want to shout out to the Dirty Dirty Podcast. Y'all go check them out on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. You know, my cousin JO2 is doing that. So y'all go check him out as well. And with that being said, I'm out.